Beloveds, you are so happy to be here again. Since this summer retreat 3 years ago, where I very clearly experienced the eternal light, it is as it opened a channel to eternal memory, as if I have been continuously downloading wisdom, understanding and insights quite intensely. Last spring, I met my inner man or inner lover, and he has stayed. It is really funny, maybe he snapped me away from Rashid and I did not understand it. The understanding came later. That inner connection makes me free, like my heart is ignited by itself. I am taken into the realm of being here for service, not duty. Fuel by the eternal fire or light and care for by the same source. Life has also given me a lot of surprises which have helped me stay present. This winter my mother almost died of cancer. I followed her to the door, and when she was ready to enter it, it closed, and she was shown a new life. Totally amazing. Now I start to fall into my place, keeping focus and flow. It is such a good feeling to know what I'm here for, to be filled with a sense of meaning and purpose, and still wonder, and still full of wonder about this living mystery. Thank you for giving a fuel injection of love and consciousness. I will keep on riding. Eternal gratitude, Sakina. So things are good? When things happen, you don't understand it. It is, like you say, understanding comes later because it is new. You don't understand anything that has never happened before. Understanding belongs to the mind. You can recognize things, but that is on a deeper level. It takes time before the mind is catching up. Maybe long time, maybe years. And even longer for the body. Because insight, realization you can have in a split moment is instant. But the mind needs time to digest and understand, or trying to understand that which it cannot understand. And even more so with the physical body. Maybe many things will change. It will change. When you digest something higher awareness, higher consciousness, then the body also will change. But maybe it takes time, because that is physical. Everything that is physical takes longer time. So you might find that you drop some things by itself, or you feel attracted to some other things by itself. That is the effortless way, because it's coming from your insight. Normally people try to change themselves from the outside. That is very difficult, because you are only identified with the physical body. You're trying to change the physical body. It's very difficult. That's why people have so hard time dropping things or going on diets or anything, because they are so identified with it. When you recognize more who you are, then you are more identified with that. Then it becomes much more easy, because it is not you. So it's a big difference now in the West. Physical health becomes more and more important, but it's for the wrong reason, because they only know about the physical. And that's why they try to fix it up and fill it with rubber and plastic so it looks better till they are 90 years old. But it doesn't work that way. A meditator, somebody who is conscious, they also take care of the body, but from a totally different side, because that is your temple. That is where God lives. Then it comes from a totally different side. It's out of understanding. It's out of grace. It's out of beauty. You become much more sensitive, because you want to have the temple clean. You want to have the temple beautiful. It's not out of the physical. It's not out of the ego. Is out of understanding. But in the West, they only know about the physical, and then they are desperate just fixing that. But that will never make you happy. You say, last spring I met my inner man or inner lover, and he has stayed. It's really funny, maybe he snapped me away from Rashid, and I did not understand it. The understanding came later. That is another thing that is very recently they have realized in the West, in psychology and the people who are studying human beings, that we are both. Every man is also a woman, and every woman is also a man. That is something very new. Before, for thousands of years, they have been stuck with the man is a man and the woman is a woman. Now, first they start accepting that we are both. And of course we are both, because we come from the mama and the papa. And in the beginning, you don't know if it's a boy or a girl. That is the surprise. Surprise, what side is it going? And that's why all the enlightened ones, all the Buddhas say that you have to go beyond the male and the female. You have to go beyond the form to come to the truth. You have to go beyond the appearance to find peace. In Tantra, they knew this for thousands of years, 5,000, 10,000 years. And in India, they have one statue of Shiva, Adhaneswara, where he's half man and half woman. And this they don't have anywhere else in the world. In the West, they don't understand that. Very strange. Maybe something was wrong, they thought, when they first saw these sculptures. One side, he is a woman, he has a breast and he's very feminine. And the other side, he's masculine. But this is very deep insight from the mystics. It's just a sign that you are both. Only Shiva is courageous enough to show half-half. The Lord, who also is a woman. And that is the whole point about Tantra, to meeting your inner lover, the opposite. Because then you are fulfilled then. Otherwise, you will always look on the outside. But that will never satisfy you. That's why nobody is satisfied. Yes, when you are more settled and centered in yourself, then it's a totally different way of being together, of sharing. But then it's not the begging, then it's a sharing. And that is far from where people are operating. Most people are just beggars. They want the other. And then they find somebody else who wants you. So two beggars come together. They have nothing to give. It's going to be conflict. So everybody has to go through this. But if people had been more settled, then you would have also felt much more what energy you can relax in. Because that is more important. Something that you feel at home in. But you can only feel that when you are at home in yourself. If you're not at home in yourself, then you're trying to find that somebody else is going to give you home. Somebody else who doesn't also have found their home. And this is how it normally is. Then two people get homeless. And then they complain to each other. Give me home. Give me more love. You don't love me enough. If there is love, the nature of love is giving. Is sharing. But maybe you are not mature enough to receive love. That's another thing. Maybe people are so lost in the mind, in desires, in dreams. They can't see love. That's why you have to go through these things. And sometimes it just happens. And then slowly, slowly the understanding comes. Because when you have found your inner man, your inner woman, your inner lover, then there is much more at easeness. Then you complete them. You are not the beggar anymore. You don't looking for the other half. You have found the other half. Then you can also feel much more, where do you feel at ease? It comes from a totally different dimension in your being. It doesn't come from the mind, it comes more from the heart. It doesn't come from restlessness, it comes from peace, from awareness. Then you trust yourself, you don't need to listen to anybody else. Even if the mind comes, you always can go back and listen. Is this really true? Because the mind still will come and scream, because it's an old companion. So it will try all the tricks to get you involved in something, to take you away. Because the more you get settled in yourself, the further away you are from the mind, the less identified you are to the mind. I always loved, I was amazed when I first saw this statue in India, but I knew it also, maybe from the past. It's a very unique presentation of God. It must be the most true representation of a God. The Christian always talk about God as He. Because they always wanted to, like, the man was better than the woman. So even God. But where's the mama then? And then those women who want to have revenge, they say, no, the God is female. And then they go on fighting. No, he's male, he's female. Even about God. No, God is beyond. Or he is both. Then what can we fight about then? He's both. And that's why this picture of Shiva when he's half-half is very balanced. You cannot say he's this or that. He's both. And when you're both, you are beyond both. It's the most true image. But in the West, the other religion, Christians, they don't understand it. It's too far out. It's really crazy. Maybe it's been made by a mistake. You say that inner connection makes me free, like my heart is ignited by itself. And I'm taking into the realm of being here for service, not duty. Fueled by the eternal fire of light and cared for by that same source. Life has also given me a lot of surprises which have helped me stay present. This winter my mother almost died of cancer. I followed her to the door, and when she was ready to enter it, it closed, and she was shown a new life, totally amazing. How is she doing now?
Great,
no? She needed that.
She looks 10 or 15 years old.
Yeah, thanks to cancer. Who would ever believe? Some people are like that. They need something really to wake them up. It's amazing. And that's how you should be. You should be friends with everything. Friends with that. Friends with life. But nothing is better than that to wake you up, because this takes everything away. And then, when everything is taken away, then only the essential is left then. And then you wake up. All this unnecessary garbage that you're so identified with, it just goes. Only the essential. Only life, only love, only peace is left. It's such a good cleaning. And that's how meditation is. When meditation goes deep, you die, and then you get reborn then. Because you have to die to your whole past. When you see who you are, everything is gone. Even the body, even the mind, even the emotion, everything is gone. That is meditation. When everything is gone, there is only peace, only awareness, only consciousness. That is meditation. You are totally at ease, totally blissful, and at the same time, totally alert. Good for mama. Everything changes, huh? You never know how this life is full of surprises. Normally, oh, cancer. Look now. Don't take the sadness. Look where it's going first. See what's happened. Now I start to fall into my place, keeping focus and flow. You can think so, you never fall into place. Maybe you fall into a place a little bit, you think, oh yeah, then things will change again. Existence is very mysterious. It's such a good feeling to know what I'm here for. Everything goes on. When you start waking up, it's just a new beginning. Before, everything was just in darkness. You just go around looking in darkness. And when you go around in darkness, then you go into all kinds of things because you don't see it. It's so dark. Again and again, you bang, you're looking for the door, but it's dark, so you bang your head to the wall and then to a pole, and then even the door you can go into, you don't know it's the door. And people complain, again I hit myself there, and then again I did that, again. Why again and again? Because you can't see. You go into the same traps, you go into the same pole again and again, bam, bam, bam. Because dark, you don't see anything, it's too foggy. Then when more awareness comes, then you're more alert then. Oh, there is a tree, I think I go wrong. It takes time. Otherwise, people, they dream about heaven and awareness and everything and go straight in. I remember Krishnamurti, he was a great enlightened man. And his whole thing was just awareness. And he told this story, he was in the car with some friends in Switzerland. He used to go there to have satsang and talking. And he was sitting in the back seat with somebody who took care of him and two people in the front seat. And they were talking a lot about awareness. Most probably they want to show off because Krishnamurti was in the seat. He was just listening, meditating, very nice. Then when they came to the house, he told them, are you aware you drove into a deer? They had driven into a deer, talking about awareness with Krishnamurti in the car. That's how human beings are. You can think about it, but it takes time. It's not about thinking, it's about being. And you can't do anything, it comes by itself. It's really true, they drove into the deer. And Krishnamurti didn't say anything, he was just observing. Yes, they are talking about awareness and the deer is laying there, what to do? Thank you for giving a fuel injection of love and consciousness. I will keep on writing. Eternal gratitude, Sakina. This is the difference. Now it's fun to write. Before it was a little bit humpity-dumpity. Now we have much better saddle. It means we can go much faster and much more unknown places because you totally trust the horse. Rumi says, you who live in this world and does not wear the shirt of love, such an existence is a deep disgrace. A spirit that lives in this world and does not wear the shirt of love, such an existence is a deep disgrace. And who is wearing the shirt of love? Who is wearing the shirt of awareness in this world? They wear all kinds of shirts. then you miss it then. Then is better, Rumi says, to be foolishly in love, because love is all there is. But only those who are courageous can be foolishly in love. Because everybody will laugh of you. All those with all those fancy shirts, which is not made out of love, which is not made out of awareness, they will laugh, they will judge you. That's why only those who are courageous can put on the shirt of love. Because you look like a fool then. But who cares? Maybe in the beginning. We are used to listen to all those people who wear all those strange shirts. Where do you find somebody with a shirt of love? Very difficult to find. And even if you find, you have to learn the language, the forgotten language. You know it, but it's forgotten, the forgotten language, the forgotten language of love, of awareness, of meditation. It's there, deep in your being, but you have forgotten. You have to learn it. That's why the master, he has no teaching, he is the teaching. You have to fall in tune so you understand. Because it goes beyond scriptures, it goes beyond the words. Only by falling in tune can you understand it. Because then, it's heart to heart then. So, dear, you have escaped now? Huh? How does it feel? Huh? It feels good to escape from prison, no? Some people that has been long time in prison, they are afraid to go out. Because it's very safe in the prison also. And that is like the seed. In the seed, they are afraid to break free. They only know the seed. And that affects some people who are used to go in prison. Even if they go out, they do something so they can get back in prison. Because there they don't need to live there. Everything is taken care of. It's safe. Very boring, but safe. They get food. Nobody comes and hurts them. To go out of the prison, very exciting. You wrote me a letter some time ago I will read it because it's good. How long you will be here? Whole summer? Huh? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very good. Where will you stay? Here? You don't know.
No, in that house, Brazilian house.
In the Baba house? Yeah? That's good, no? Good bicycle. Beloved Svara, when I decided to tell my parents and my brothers that I had already bought the ticket to Norway, my God, I heard so many things that I could hardly believe my ears. I was disturbed with so much pollution from them. That's how it is. When people only know how it is to be in prison, they hate it if you are leaving. So even your family, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your best girlfriend, your best boyfriend, they get very upset. That's what's happened with Svetlana. No. She is very happy. She told the parents, the family, that you have bought ticket to Norway. Best thing that had happened in her life. And then they get very upset. This is something everybody has to go through. Be prepared that you will not be understood. You will not be understood. You will only be understood of those who are ready to grow, who has a longing to grow, who has an opening. Otherwise, you will get judged, not understood, but judged, because you're breaking out. And again, that's why so few people break out. That's why so few people are free. Because even if you want to break free, everybody, family, friends, society, they want to hold you back. And if you are not strong enough, if you are not foolish enough, then you will not make it. Like Rumi said, you have to be foolishly in love. Or you have to be like a warrior. I went walking around the town, tears were running from my eyes. Tears of certainty for being on the way of my heart. Tears of happiness, realizing that I'm not alone on this path and that I have a beautiful master. Tears also for still creating expectations that my family is going to understand me and give me support. Tears for still trying to explain what cannot be said. You cannot explain what cannot be said. Only those who has gone beyond words understand that which you cannot explain. In fact, you don't even need to say anything, it's understood. But for ordinary people, they don't understand because they only know words. How can they understand that which is beyond words? It's impossible. When you know only words, you know only the mind, you don't know the realm of love, of freedom, of joy, of peace, you will be misunderstood. This has to be very clear for you, because it's very difficult sometimes. You want to share with people, but they don't understand. You want to share what is most important for you, what is most beautiful for you. And it's very frustrating. Like you say, tears was coming. And tears for creating expectations that my family is going to understand me and give me support. You can't have any expectations. Who can support love? Who can support freedom? Only those who knows about it. Otherwise it's too crazy. Because it breaks all rules. It breaks all conditions. And everybody have their conditions. Everybody have their rules. Everybody have their idea how things should be. And almost every parent have some idea, some dreams, some expectations for their daughters, for their sons. Depending on what family, but some have great expectations. And that expectations is crippling the child. Because the child wants to be live and grow in freedom. But nobody can give you freedom if they don't know about freedom. And that's why everybody is in slavery. That is what the parents has given to you. And if you don't wake up, that is what you will give to your children. So it's a great responsibility to be a parent. Because what the children is needing more than anything is love, is freedom, is understanding, is compassion. That's the same for everybody. But how can you give something that you don't have? It's impossible. The ordinary people have only rules. From society, from the past, which just makes you crippled, which makes you stay in the prison, which makes you just stay as a seed. And those who break out, they are outsiders. They will get judged. So everybody has to go through that birth pain, but it's well worth it. Otherwise, you haven't lived at all. And when you look and understand it as it is, you will be amazed. Everybody lives in a prison. Everybody lives in a shell. Everybody lives with judgments. But only when you break free will you see it. And you can only break free for yourself. Because if people are not interested, how can they grow then? You have to have an interest. Otherwise, you could sit even with the Buddha, with the Jesus, and nothing will happen. They don't understand. For you, it's the most beautiful thing that has happened. In your life, for many lives. And you want to share, but if for somebody else they can come and they don't understand. What do you see in this? They have to have the longing Otherwise nothing will be transferred. They won't feel anything. They will just see an ordinary man, an ordinary beggar. That's how they saw Buddha, that's how they saw Jesus, that's how they see everybody. I remember once I was with one of my enlightened friends in India. And we were sitting in a little apartment in Bombay. And we were just four or five people there, enjoying. This is before I had started talking. I was listening. Just like you are listening. I was listening. And it was so beautiful, so intimate. And we had the door open out to the corridor. And it must have started spreading through this high rise. It was maybe seven floors by the ocean in Bombay. That it was a guru there. It was a yogi there. And then some of these neighbors down the corridor start drifting in. And I remember one man, he had this question about past lives. And he didn't say anything. And we were looking at each other and just start giggling instead. And he got so upset. He got so upset, he got really angry. And he said all kinds of things to him, and he was banging on the floor, because we were sitting on the floor, of course, we were in India. He couldn't bang on the table, but banging on the floor. And what kind of fool was this? He couldn't even answer such an easy question. And he was screaming. I remember he walking down the corridor, just saying all kinds of nasty words. For him, he was just an idiot. He was not there at all to understand. And that's how most people are. We were sitting there, I must have been there for a month, but only a few people were coming. I know one man, one enlightened man who was my friend, he was sitting in the streets of Bombay. His whole job was, he had a scale. And in India, people have a scale and you can come and you weigh yourself. And they write down, he had a nice piece of paper, he write down, this is how much is 70 kilos. And then he got 1 rupee or 50 paisa. And that was his job. And he had to go home to his wife and his family. He lived very poorly. In some mysterious way, I found him. I had the nose for this. And then we were sitting there in the middle of the dirty street in Bombay. He was doing his job, but not so much job was going on when I was there. And he used to love to smoke bidis. So we were sitting smoking bidis. And then the Indians, they came and were like, what is this strange? This is a Westerner sitting with this beggar. Very strange. And they went there every day. Nobody has felt the fragrance of this guy. And they looked at me just like I was a fool sitting with this poor guy. I had money, I was from the West. And I remember we were sitting together, sometimes he stood up, because the Indians, they are like that, they start standing around, because I was sitting there with him. Soon it was like a circus. We had 50 people around there looking. Because they have nothing to do, they're just, what is happening? What is this man doing there? And then I remember he was standing up and getting, playing very angry, and get lost, don't stand here, this is my sidewalk, and throwing rocks and everything. And then I was getting into it and helping him, and we scared him, just like sheep. And then they went. And then it was quiet. Then we sat down and we laughed. And then slowly they started again coming. And this went on till I said, this doesn't work here. But that was his whole thing. He was just sitting there weighing people. Can't get really rich about that. But he had some other richness. We had great fun there. I wonder if he's still there. Haven't thought about him for a long time. It was a very nice balance after Osho, because he was the king of kings. Enlightenment comes in all shapes and all colors. And if you can understand one expression, one master, one guru, you are very lucky, because it comes in different expressions. So much tears were coming. Tears were still trying to explain what cannot be said. I still get so involved and lose all my energy with all these situations. I still have reactions coming from my past, trying to be understood, trying to please, trying to show that I'm not confused as they think I am, and so on. Of course they will try to tell you, you are my confused, my child. The confused can only understand confusion. So that is how it has to be. You must be confused. Because they are confused, then they only see that you are confused. You have lost direction, you are confused. You just have to see that these things is like it is. You say, I still get involved and lose energy with this situation. Don't get involved. Don't get involved. Learn. Because you only lose energy when you're talking with people who doesn't know. You can't explain it through the mind. And if they only know the mind, it's hopeless. You will get drained. You will get exhausted. You will get very sad because you try to say something that is very important, but it does not go in. Instead, they will judge you that you are confused. Let them think that you are confused. Let them think that you are crazy. Who cares? As long as you can be in peace. That's one of the first thing on the journey. Don't take any notice what people think about you. Ordinary people, they only think what other people think about you. How do they think about this? How you look, how you dress, how you talk, everything. Don't give a shit. Do your own thing. If you're going to break free, you have to do your own thing. You have to trust yourself. Otherwise, you will always be a prisoner. Can't people think for themselves? Why should other people think for you? And then you being a slave of confused people. That's how everybody is just in a prison. Because nobody wants to stick out. If you do something extraordinary, then they say, oh, we don't recognize you anymore. You are not the one I knew. What is happening with you? Maybe I'm growing. Maybe I'm expanding. At last. Maybe I'm flowering. But don't talk about these things. They will judge you. Remember what our old friend Jesus said, don't throw pearls for swine. Throw them some old potatoes, then they are happy. That's the art. The more aware you become, you have to understand the people. If they want rotten potatoes, give them rotten potatoes. They will be very happy with you. Have a cup of coffee with them. Eat a piece of cake. Talk about the weather. Fine. Don't try to talk about something else that is beyond them. They get very upset. They get very upset because they can't follow. Where are you going? You are crazy. I only know about weather and potatoes, and you're talking about Buddhas and enlightenment or love or freedom? You must be crazy. So I remember what you always say about being aware of things that we listen to and take in. I noticed that I wanted to get free from all that pollution. And what is the easiest way to get rid of pollution? You get away from the pollution. That's the easiest. You get away from the pollution. And you find a place where it's more healthy. Truth is very easy. Otherwise, people live in the big cities, in New York, in Tokyo, in Mexico City, in São Paulo. It's so polluted sometimes, you have to have oxygen. But it's very difficult because it will never change. You have to have oxygen. It's much better to move. Move to a healthy place. And then when you see the results of how it is to be in a healthy place, you can go back to your friends and say, hey, I know a place. I know a place, come with me. But who is crazy enough to follow me? That will be the same with you when you tell them. You end up walking alone anyway, but at least you are happy. That night I deeply connected with you in the dreams. I noticed that I don't want these situations of any confused minds to hinder my way, either my own mind or the mind of people around me. I felt such a peace in my heart for this certainty and trust in this path of truth. Thank you for always being by my side wherever I am. With all my love, Svetya. No, you have won the battle now because you have to see it clearly. and you have to stand up for it. Then it's a totally new beginning. When you realize you don't want this situation of any confused minds to hinder my way. You don't want it anymore. If you haven't realized that, you will always be wishy-washy. When you have seen that this, I don't want this anymore. Enough is enough. I don't want this pollution. Then you have to move on then. Then you do what is necessary in your life situation, in your life. Otherwise you will never get free. You haven't even taken the first step. And that's why you're just going in a circle, complaining. How can I get free? You have to start. And then when you do, then all the power comes to support you. That's how it's always been. You have to have some oomph. You say, I don't want the situation of any confused mind to hinder my way, either my own mind or the mind of people around you. And I felt such a peace in my heart for this total certainty and trust in this path of truth. And this certainty you only feel when you stand up for it. That's when you find the certainty that now, yes, this is what I want. Nothing else. I am certain, 100%. Then you feel very strong then, because existence then will support you. All the Buddhas will support you. They will clap their hands. At last, somebody wants to be free. Human beings, they're doing all kinds of things. Who is it that wants to follow the path of truth? If somebody is certain about that, then everything will help you then, but you have to be certain. And the more certain you are, the easier it is. Then, I won't even be by your side, I will be in you. It's closer than you think. There's just that certainty. You need that, and you need to stand up for it, and then this is the result. I felt such a peace in my heart. I felt such a strength in my heart. And how do you feel that? Because you do something that is right. That is the outcome when you do something that is right in your life. You feel such a relief. You feel such a joy. You will feel such a peace. And that is a great indication why people doesn't have peace, doesn't have joy, because they don't do what is right. When you do what is right, it comes like a shadow. Truth is very easy. Too easy, in fact. That's why it's so easy to miss. Okay, Sveti, I will play you a song, okay?
I want to say that I'm very grateful, and I don't have words, but to say thank you, and I really feel connected to you, and thank you to always be with me.
Just write your family and say, I'm very happy and I love you. Yeah? Then everything is fine. We are the peaceful ones, the wild ones, the foolish ones. Let it be so. Aum Shanti. May everyone have the courage to follow the heart and break free. Aum Shanti. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Some old friend from Lucknow. Nice. No, this was the hit. Always one good song in a CD.